previously on Heroes.
Wait a second. Is that Claire?
Hello, Claire.
Samuel wants to surrender.
Really? Why?
To protect his family. He's willing to turn himself over as long as the rest of the carnival stays safe and under the grid.
Eli shoots Samuel and Claire, as well as others, including Lauren. Then he drags Noah into the carnival.
I found him on the hill. With this!
Peter, she's gonna kill thousands of people. It will be a bloodbath.
Tell me exactly what you saw.
You cannot save her.
But someone else can.
Syla.
Don't worry. I'm here to save you.
At Matt's.
He's trapped, Peter.
What the hell did you do?
I went inside his head and I trapped him in his worst nightmare. I never hurt anyone again.
I have to bring him back.
No. No, you can't do that. You go into his head, you might not come out, Peter. Peter, don't!
Peter!
No!
Peter!
Peter ignores Matt and touches Sila's head. Peter slumped against the wall in Matt's basement.
Hello?
Then he's on a deserted city street.
Hello!
In the city, Peter walks off down the road, while the real physical Peter remains slumped against Matt's basement wall. Silas sitting in a watchmaker's workshop, studying a piece in his hand. He holds it against his ear and listens, then looks at it again. He picks up another one out of a jar on the desk, then lays it down. He looks up at the sound and stands. Now Silas in the same part of the city as Peter, on the same road.
Hello!
He keeps his hands in his pockets, shoulders hunched. He walks off down the road. Syla turns round and sees Peter standing with a piece of scaffolding.
Peter.
They walk towards each other.
Is that really you?
Syla holds out a hand.
Came to get you out of here.
He gently takes hold of Peter's shoulder.
It is you, isn't it? I thought I was alone here, that everyone was dead. What are you doing here?
I came to drag your sorry ass out of here. Now let's go.
There is no getting out of here, Peter. I've tried. For 3 years.
3 years? What are you talking about? It's been 3 hours.
Wait a minute. You're not really here. You're not real. This is my mind, isn't it? This is my mind playing tricks on me as part of my punishment, isn't it? You think I'm gonna let you taunt me? You stay away. If you follow me, I will kill you, do you understand me?
Syla!
Chapter 17, The Wall. In Syla's workshop.
I swear I'll kill you, get out of my head!
Calm down. I'm telling you the truth. I came to take you out of here.
Why do you keep saying that?
I went to Parkman's house to look for you. He put you here. This is a dream.
It's not a dream! This is real.
You really don't understand that this is all just a nightmare?
Hell yes, it's a nightmare. 3 years completely alone.
Not years, hours. All right, Parkman trapped you here.
Parkman, it's impossible.
Is it? What's the last thing you remember before coming here?
I remember wanting my life to change. Thinking I was going to spend all of eternity alone.
Exactly, and here you are. Look, I've got Parkman's ability. I can take you out of here.
Why would you want to do that? The brother of the man I murdered coming to my aid?
Because I need you to help me. Look, I could leave you here to rot, but I need you to save her. My friend, Emma. In the dream, You save her before she kills thousands of people.
You got the wrong guy. I'm not the savior kind. You should know that better than anybody.
It's gonna happen. And you're gonna save her.
Siler puts the hammer down.
Fine. You really think you can get us out of here? Let me see you try. Go ahead.
Peter puts a hand on Siler's shoulder and closes his eyes, but nothing happens.
See? We're not gone anywhere. We're trapped here forever.
Heroes, created by Tim Kring. Samuel walks through the carnival with his arm in a sling. One of the others checks he's all right, and Samuel assures him. Then he goes to a trailer, which Eli's standing outside.
We gotta do something with her.
We will, Eli.
If you'll excuse me.
I want to see my father.
He's safe.
Unarmed. Which is more than he deserves after shooting into a crowd of innocent people.
My dad didn't shoot anyone. If he had, you would be dead.
You're not that naive, are you, Claire? Your father came to this carnival with a gun, intent on using it. Isn't that why you tried to negotiate my surrender? Because you were afraid he was going to do something like this?
No, I want to see my father now!
Your devotion to your father is touching, but you're blinded by it. It's time for you to open your eyes and see your father for who he really is.
I know who he is, and nothing you say to me is going to change that.
Of course not. That's why I'm going to show you.
He opens the door and gestures for her to lead the way. They walk through the House of Mirrors to the center.
Dad!
Claire! Thank God you're all right.
Untie him.
Not quite yet. Damien. Damien has the ability to reveal a person's memories. It's fairly painless if you don't fight it.
You think showing me my dad's memories is going to enlighten me?
You deserve to know the truth.
Let her go, Samuel. You don't need her anymore.
You're afraid she'll see the real you, Bennett?
Don't do this.
Take a peek, Claire. See where it all began.
In the mirror, Los Angeles, 1985.
All right, now this one has it all. White walls, wire wheel covers, wood grain, everything.
The kids will love it.
What's the payment look like?
$150 a month. I know, that's kind of steep, right? Look, you didn't hear this from me, but you guys should go to Val's Discount Motors on La Cienega. Get the same model, maybe a year older, probably half of what you'll pay here.
Thanks. Really appreciate that.
They walk off, to the boss's dismay. Then a young woman covers Noah's eyes.
Guess who?
Let me say soft, lovely hands, long, supple fingers. I don't know, Candy?
Candy.
Oh, I'm in trouble. It's my wife. What are you doing here?
I just thought I'd come by and see how the world's most handsome salesman's doing.
Well, if I see him, I'll ask him. Me? Not so good. I stink at this job. I have no killer instinct.
You don't belong here. Should be home writing plays.
But somebody has to pay the rent.
Who needs money? Can live on love.
Wouldn't that be nice? What's going on? Is something wrong?
I hope not. It's just I have some unexpected news. And promise me you won't get mad.
Kate, what is it?
I'm pregnant. I know, we didn't plan this, and you always want to be the man with a plan, but... Noah.
He smiles.
You're happy?
Of course I'm happy! I'm gonna be a father! Oh.
In the House of Mirrors.
You had another wife and family?
I'm sorry I never told you.
It doesn't matter. Let him go.
You're not the least bit curious about what happened to your father's first wife.
No. No, it's his business. If he wanted me to know...
There are reasons he kept it secret from you, Claire. Isn't that right?
You let her go. You got what you wanted. Someone to blame. Me.
Look at the fear in his eyes. He knows what's coming. I'll leave you with Damien. I think you'll find it very informative, Claire.
Don't do this, you son of a bitch!
Did you order pot stickers?
Double order. You're eating for two now.
Can you believe this? You and me, parents. What's it gonna be like?
I have no idea. But I can't wait to find out. The Mushu has arrived.
Go.
Noah opens the door to a nervous young man.
Delivery.
What happened to Mr. Yin? He usually delivers.
Yeah, he couldn't make it.
So, how much do I owe you?
All of it.
Noah!
I can't move. What did you do? It's the rest of the money.
How did you do that?
Kate, give him your purse.
Kate does as he says, and the man empties her bag while holding his other arm towards Noah to keep him pinned against the wall.
This is it? That's all we've got. Take it and go.
What are you?
He throws Kate onto a table.
No!
The man runs out.
Kate. Oh my God. Kate, no.
She has a knife through her chest. Back in the House of Mirrors, Claire watches Noah's anguish, her own face fraught with emotion. Flying fast over a city towards skyscrapers in the center. It's daylight. Peter's sitting on the roof of an old building, looking out over the city, when Sila joins him.
Give it up, man.
Can't go forever without talking to me.
You've gone a month. That's impressive. There isn't anybody out there.
There never will be.
I'm not gonna spend the rest of my life here, alone, with you.
Wow. It isn't exactly heaven for me either. Here. I know you like comics, couldn't find Doc Savage or Flash. What the hell is wrong with you?
You need to stop messing around and focus.
Oh. Focus, right, because we got to get out of here so we can go rescue... What's her name again?
He punches Sila.
Emma. Her name's Emma.
It's time to face reality, Peter. That girl is gone, and if she was meant to kill thousands, they're dead too. Everybody's dead except us.
The only thing that's real is us.
Peter stares coldly at Sila, then turns and walks away. Now they're in a side street.
You think you've been here for years, but this is all just a dream.
If this is all a dream, how are there books, huh? How did Parkman make books?
Because it's your dream.
How could I possibly know all the words to Pillars of the Earth or Catch 22?
I don't know, maybe you read it somewhere and it's in your subconscious.
Yeah, well, I didn't read Ninth Wonders! I did. So now we're in your head?
I don't know how this all works. Don't you want to get out of here?
Yeah, of course!
You don't, do you? You don't want to get out of here.
Look, maybe I deserve all this aloneness. This nothing. Maybe I earned it.
Yeah, maybe you have, but I can't do this on my own. I need you to help me. Okay?
Silas stares at him, then throws his bag down and holds his arms out.
All right, Peter. You want me to help you? I want to help.
They both turn around.
Where did that come from?
A high brick wall blocks their way.
That's the wall from Parkman's basement.
What's it doing here?
This is our way out.
What?
Thought you'd get it? We have to break through.
Rising high above them, then flying across the deserted city. At the carnival, Lauren walks along one of the thoroughfares with her coat on, looking nervous, but trying to act normal. She checks around, then veers off to the left and heads towards a blue tent. Inside, she opens a medicine cabinet and takes some of the stuff out. Then Emma walks up behind her.
Can I help you? I was just leaving. You're hurt. Let me see. I'm a doctor. Please.
Emma tends to Lauren's wound, dabbing it with gauze.
You don't have to do this. I don't want you to get in trouble.
I have a hearing loss. Say that again.
My name is Lauren. I came here to stop Samuel Sullivan.
You're with the man who shot everyone, Bennett?
Bennett never fired his gun. Your leader, Samuel, is not what he appears to be. He's the one responsible.
He wouldn't shoot his own people.
You're wrong. He's done terrible things, and now he's trying to galvanize his people around a common enemy.
Gotta check in with the doc.
Samuel's coming. Don't tell him I'm here.
Lauren hides behind a curtain while Emma steps out to face Samuel, who signs to her.
Everything all right?
She looks at him, slightly afraid, and he signs, "We are not alone, are we?" Emma thinks for a moment, and Samuel signs, "We don't keep secrets here." She answers, "She said that you're a bad man. You did all this, shot your own people." "No," he replies, "she's misinformed. Let me talk to her." Lauren watches from behind a curtain as Samuel signs to Emma, "You can leave." Emma walks out, and Lauren nervously puts her shirt back on.
"It's all right. I just want to talk."
He steps round and sees her.
"Well, look what we have here."
At the House of Mirrors.
"Your first wife was murdered by a special."
"Yeah. That was a long time ago. And the person I was then died that night with Kate." "I'm sorry I never told you, Claire."
"Some things you just can't say out loud. But that's the reason why you joined the company. That's how you became Mr. Bag and Tag. No, I don't need to see anymore."
Damien ignores her, and the black and white images continues to play in the mirrors of Noah getting home with a bag of shopping and laying it out on a table. Then he's pinning a piece of string to a map on the wall, running diagonally north and west. He picks up a newspaper cutting from a pile on the table and pins it to the map, then adds more lengths of string, each stretching from point to point, some crossing over others, until there's a whole network of them. 1 year later, he pins up a photo of the man who killed Kate, then another of a chubbier man with receding hair. At night, the man with receding hair enters a stairwell carrying a toolbox. Noah's waiting at the top with a gun.
"Don't move! Wait, you want my wallet? Take it."
"I said don't move! Not after your money."
"What then?"
"Information. I know what you are. I know what you can do."
"How?"
"It doesn't matter. I'm looking for somebody. One of you."
"One of me? What are you talking about? You mean
There's someone else like me.
Don't give me that. What you do isn't normal. You have to know each other. The guy I'm looking for is named Richard. He's about 6 feet tall, got dark hair, maybe 23 years old. He can move things with his mind. He killed my wife.
I don't know anyone else like me. I swear.
I don't believe you.
The repairman hurls a ball of energy at Noah, who falls onto the stairs. He fires a shot as the repairman runs at him. The repairman tumbles onto a landing. Horrified, Noah grabs the handrail and gets to his feet. Still holding the pistol, Noah glances around, then grabs a piece of rag lying next to the man's motionless body. He wipes the gun, then leaves it lying next to his victim before quietly climbing back up the stairs. Claire's open-mouthed.
It was an accident.
You brought a gun.
I didn't know what I would find. I was scared.
That's the first time you've killed anyone, huh?
Noah nods.
What happens next?
A flashback to the younger Noah, working in a used car lot.
One owner, low miles, hottest car I got in the lot. It's the best I can do, so take it or leave it.
Well, I thought you said...
You know, if you don't want it, I got another buyer over here who's jumping at the bit.
What's it gonna be?
I guess we'll take it.
Excellent choice. I'll have my manager draw up the paper. Excuse me. Hey there. Can I interest you in a car?
Not really. I'm here to offer you a job.
Do I know you?
We've been watching you. The way you killed that special, the repairman. We've been tracking him too, only you got there first. Relax. Your secret is safe with us. We're impressed. So impressed, in fact, we'd like you to come work for us.
Who are you?
My name is Thompson. My associates and I can help you find the man who killed your wife. And then you can help us find the rest.
In a restaurant, 2 years later.
How's it working out for you, the one of us, one of them?
I'll tell you the truth, it's been quite an adjustment. I mean, Claude can go invisible anytime he wants. It gives him a distinct advantage.
Advantage? You're supposed to be partners. What is it, trust issues?
I mean, how could it not be? He's abnormal. I mean, sometimes when I'm alone, I get this feeling in my gut that he's watching me. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I do. You know, your case is highly unusual, Bennett. How you came to our attention, what happened to your wife. It would be only natural that you would harbor a grudge.
What are you getting at?
17 cases, 3 deaths. All attributed to you.
They were all accidents. That's been verified.
2 corned beefs. You boys need anything else?
No. We're all set. Thanks.
They pause until the waitress has gone.
At this point, the company is too much invested in you to cut ties. But we do need you to make a change. Take a wife, start a family.
Is that a joke?
No. It'll put your life in balance, calm you down. So there will be fewer incidents.
A wife. I can't do that again.
Sure you can. That cute number about the sandwiches will do fine.
Noah turns to look at Sandra, who's folding napkins behind the bar. He sighs uncomfortably.
And if I refuse?
You won't.
Thompson gets up, pats Noah on the back, then strolls off. In the House of Mirrors...
It's like the company arranged her marriage.
They encouraged me, but I chose your mother because I loved her. You know that.
The company seems to make a lot of decisions
made.
For you.
They made a lot of decisions, and that's all over with. Everything you're seeing now, all of it, all the memories, that's all they are. It's just the past.
A flashback to Thanksgiving weekend 2 weeks ago. Gretchen flicks on the lights in her room while carrying some belongings. Noah's sitting on a chair behind her.
Hello, Gretchen.
Hey, Mr. Bennett. What are you doing here?
Came to see Claire. You wouldn't happen to know where she is, would you?
No idea.
She looks guilty.
You don't have to lie for her. I know that Claire stole the compass, and I would bet good money the two of you drove out to the carnival together. My question is, why didn't she come back with you?
She wanted to stay. She said she'd be back on Monday.
You left her there? Do you not see what's happening? That she is getting involved in something that she clearly doesn't understand?
Maybe she wants to understand it.
This isn't a game. These carnival people are killers.
You don't think I know that? She needs to be with people like her, and if they're not good for her, you have to trust her to know the difference.
You have to stop encouraging her. You need to work with me on this, Gretchen.
I want her to be happy.
She is happy with you here in college, living a normal life.
What if that's not enough for her?
It has to be.
The Haitian enters the doorway behind them.
What's he doing here? Are you going to erase my memory?
He places his hands on her shoulders.
No. Not if you do what I ask. You were missing. I didn't know how to find you, if I would find you.
You don't trust me.
I don't trust Samuel. Gretchen is fine.
You threatened her! And this was not some distant past, this was now!
Claire! Claire!
She marches out, leaving Noah watching her, his expression heavy with regret. In the city, Peter's taking a sledgehammer to the wall. Hands in his pockets, Sila walks up to him.
Hey, you should eat.
Don't need to eat. Don't need to sleep. Don't need anything.
Peter looks at the wall desperately.
Any progress today?
No. It's just like yesterday. And the day before that.
And the day before that.
Now it's been, I don't even know how long it's been. Don't tell me how long it's been.
Can't even dent it, Peter. I don't know how much longer you can keep this up.
As long as it takes.
I know that look. You have it all the time.
What look?
Like when Howie Kaplan beat you the 50-yard dash and you and I ran to school every morning and kept training and kept it up, right?
That's Nathan's memory, that's not yours. I told you to stop doing that. You're not him. You're nothing like him.
So you've told me.
As Peter picks up his sledgehammer, Sila turns to look at him.
Look, Peter, I know that I've said it before, but... I'm sorry. I'm sorry that I killed him. I'm sorry that I took him from you. I am
sorry! You keep saying that. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. It's not going to bring my brother back. It doesn't change anything.
You're right! Nothing changes! We're stuck here forever, you and me!
Looking around, Sila picks up another sledgehammer.
I can't take it anymore.
Peter readies himself. At the carnival, Samuel's with Lauren.
They're with that company. Cut from the same cloth as Bennett.
This doesn't have to end badly for you. You can turn yourself in, release Bennett and his daughter.
Why would I want to do that?
Because you love your family and you don't want them to get hurt, and they will get hurt.
You people are always so sure of yourselves. Don't you think I would know what's best for my own family?
And what is that?
Change. We're strong enough to show ourselves, take what's rightfully ours.
You don't have the right to take anything.
Of course we do. We deserve admiration, respect.
And you intend to hurt people to get it?
What do you have me do? Continue with this life? Live in a carnival?
Why not? You've lived here happily for years.
Wasted years, unfulfilled years. I could have been so much more. You know about me. About the film.
You know how powerful I can really be if I brought them all here. My brother said I could move mountains, cities. I wonder, is it true? Can I change the world?
I hope to God we never find out.
Samuel steps closer.
What did the world ever do to you?
Should have treated me better.
Don't do this, please.
Samuel.
Eli enters.
The Bennett girl left the House of Mirrors.
Well, we just have to have a word with her. It's time to gather the family.
Tell them to pack up. We're moving on to bigger and better things. Tell them it's going to be the greatest show we've ever done.
You've been quite helpful, Lauren. Eli.
You and your friends take care of her, would you? Thanks.
As Samuel goes, Eli menacingly steps up to Lauren. In the city, Sila and Peter are facing each other, each holding a sledgehammer.
What are you gonna do?
I'm gonna end this.
Peter steps aside as Sila swings his hammer at the wall.
I can't bring Nathan back, Peter, but I can sure as hell swing a sledgehammer.
Peter joins him at his side. At the carnival, Claire's leaning against the corner post of a stall while staring into the distance tearfully.
I'm sorry to put you through that, Claire. But I hope through this painful experience you can finally see the truth.
Yeah. You were right, Samuel. My dad is a bad guy. I belong with you. You're my hero. It's what you want to hear, right? It's what this is all about. Why didn't you show me the memory my dad has of shooting Lydia? Huh? Or was that just not on the program?
Maybe he didn't pull the trigger last night. But does that negate all the times that he has? Your father to this day lies to you, deceives even you, his darling daughter, because he can't trust any of us.
You actually thought that I would turn on him? You just don't understand, do you, huh? Maybe it was because no one ever really loved you. You call these people your family, but they're not. They fear you. Give me my dad, and we're leaving.
Sorry. You're too important to me, Claire. Especially now when everything's ready to change.
What's going on? Where's everyone going?
I was talking to a new friend about who I am, what I can be. And the way she looked at me, she was so afraid. I want to see that look again 1,000 times over.
Meaning what?
It's time for our biggest show ever. No more hiding in the shadows. It's time to show ourselves. Be strong. We're going to New York City. Bring the whole place to Central Park. Then we'll show them how powerful we are.
You can't do that.
Some lives will unfortunately be lost, but they'll learn to fear us, respect us. It's what we've always wanted.
I have never wanted that.
You will inherit this new world. It's your legacy. And you will remind them what I've done long after I've gone. That's why it's so important for you to be a part of our family.
You are desperate. And you're small. I will never be a part of your family.
You sound just like your father. I had so hoped to convince you. Maybe in time you'll change your mind.
Don't hold your breath.
Right. Your father's back in the souvenir trailer.
Claire walks off, then Eli steps up to Samuel.
I had a little trouble with the government lady. Playing some cat and mouse, but the mouse got away. Do you want me to go find her?
Not worth it.
Everything okay?
It will be. Claire Bennett needs some time to think about my offer. I'm going to give her that opportunity.
Claire's sprinting towards the souvenir trailer, a long caravan with an illuminated sign fixed to the top.
Claire. I want to explain what you saw.
We'll talk about it later.
The earth beneath the trailer moves. Outside, Samuel's manipulating it from a short distance away. His eyes fixed on it, the trailer shakes, throwing Noah and Claire around inside. the earth cracks, then begins to swallow up the trailer.
Now I'm ready to go. New York City.
Sounds fun.
It will be. I'm afraid you'll have to join us later. There's some loose ends to attend to. Before Lydia died, she spoke of people who want to interfere with our plans. I'll need you to stop them. Permanently.
Eli watches the top of the illuminated sign disappear underground. Its lights have gone out. The earth swells to fill the crater. With a last uneasy glance at it, Eli heads off. In the city at night, Silas sitting cross-legged on the ground in the street when Peter tosses a parcel into his lap.
Happy birthday.
It's not my birthday.
Yeah, I know.
You just wore out your other copy and I saw that one digging around.
A copy of Pillars of Earth.
I appreciate you being patient with me. Keeping me sane.
It's very kind of you, Peter. Thank you.
Sila watches Peter pick up his sledgehammer.
You want to know something weird? Every time you pick that thing up, I think you're going to hit me with it really hard.
That is weird, because every time I pick it up, I feel like I'm going to hit you with it too. Really hard.
Why?
Because you are who you are. I wish I could accept your apologies, but if I forgive you, then I'm not doing right by him.
Nathan, if you let go of your anger, you're afraid you'll lose him forever. So you've held on to it this entire time?
I feel a slipping away, but when I look at you, I see you killing him. You took my brother away from me.
We've been here for I don't know how many years. Together. I've changed. I've repented. I'm never gonna hurt anyone ever again. And all this time, you were afraid to let me in.
Peter ignores him.
Peter! I'm not that guy anymore, Peter. You know that.
Peter looks emotional.
I know. I know you're not.
Peter hurls his hammer at the wall. For the first time, the bricks crumble a little. They both look surprised. Then Peter tries again, while Sila picks up his hammer. They quickly make a hole. Dazzling daylight is exuding from it. Peter awakes with a start, leaning against the wall in Matt's basement. Hearing the distant rumble, Peter stands and turns to face the wall. He places his ear against it, then runs to the other side of the room. Bricks and dust fly across the room. Then Peter starts to get up as a disheveled Sila slowly creeps out of the hole in the wall. Standing, Peter steps towards him and they stare at each other in stunned silence.
How long has it been, really?
Half a day, maybe.
Feels like we were in there for years.
Yeah.
Does it make it any less real?
Peter considers.
Let's go save Emma.
Eli's on the stairs.
Sorry to break up the love fest, but I'm here to make sure that that doesn't happen.
Sila glances at Peter. Two clones of Eli are behind them. The clearing where the carnival stood is now deserted. All that remains is a few pieces of litter carried along on the breeze. A dark rectangle of disturbed earth marks the spot where the souvenir trailer once stood. Beneath the ground, Claire's looking at her phone, the screen's dim glow providing their only source of light.
There's no signal.
You all right?
Hey, you?
Yeah, here, help me get these ropes off.
She helps untie his wrists.
The lantern over there?
Claire turns her phone towards a lantern lying on its side, then switches it on and picks it up.
We're buried.
How far down do you think we are?
I don't know. Felt like we dropped 40 or 50 feet.
Hello?
Anybody hear us?
Help! Can anybody hear us?
To be continued.
Don't miss the final episode of Heroes next Saturday at 11:25 on BBC Two. Keep it here on BBC Three as Family Guy kicks off a stack of comedy next.